Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. We're celebrating the 11th anniversary of Joan Pride's appearance on our show and becoming a member of our Brain Trust. She is senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Of course, their website is Kiplinger.com. And all the publications, Joan, you guys have there, people can find right there on the website, can't they?
That's right.
Like the letter, the Kiplinger letter. It's been around since 1923. Yep. And great success story. And that's the weekly publication, and then also the three biweekly, the tax letter, the agriculture letter, and the biofuels letter, and then there's that magazine thing.
You bet. Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
And that phone number.
Our toll-free number is 800-544-0155.
And that free trial.
Oh, the Jim Blasingame free
exactly.
trial.
Exactly.
Yeah, 30-day free trial.
30 days, boy. Check it out. Yeah. Kiplinger.com. Check it out, folks. And I think you guys are on Twitter now, too.
What's
How about that?
That?
I don't know what the address is, but I think you are.
Twitter?
Yeah. Not, I didn't say you were, Joan. I know.
Oh, good. Yeah.
You know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, Joan, you don't have to come into the 21st century. You just come into the last century.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joan, let's move over and talk about the economy.
Okay.
You guys point out that not only are the our companies stopped, are they pretty much over making, you know, making cuts,
yeah,
but there are actually some hiring, some very slow incremental hiring going on.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, and this is really, I think, an important trend. We say new hiring will come slowly, but, you know, most sectors are flat or adding a few jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, of course, you know, employment and education and healthcare continues to grow, which is, you know, where it's been growing.
Right. Well, one of the things that's going to happen here is in the hiring strata. Is going to happen in steps. First thing that's going to happen is people whose hours have been cut back are going to get more hours.
Right.
Then there might be some part-timers. Then all during the middle of this, people are going to be adding new technology whenever they can,
right,
to eliminate any future jobs if they can.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be doing contracting, Joan. Then they're going to try to find somebody to be a contractor. To do a job, and they'll contract
exactly.
for that.
And so that they can avoid the extra cost with benefits.
Exactly, and having to manage all the people. And, Joan, that's going to be good for small businesses.
Oh.
Because we're the contractors.
Yep.
See?
That's an opportunity.
Exactly. See, and so that creates jobs in the small businesses.
Right.
They're going to hire people to do that, so that's going to be good. And then the very last step, Joan, is going to actually be to hire a full-time employee.
Yeah.
And so those are the steps they're going to be taken to get unemployment down. And when you realize that, Joan, it's easy to see how unemployment won't be markedly reduced a year from now.
Right, right.
Because the economy's not growing that fast right now.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to take some time. Joan, it could literally take... I hate to say this. It really hurts me to say this. It could take between 3 and 5 years.
Wow.
And that's assuming the recovery continues to go.
Yeah.
To absorb all these people back into the marketplace.
Wow.
Because this is the second jobless recovery you and I have reported on.
That's true. Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't make you feel old. And, you know, I mean, the first one was in 02 and 03 and part of 04.
Right.
So this is the second one we're doing. And, Joan, I have to tell you, I did not think we'd have two of these in a decade.
Oh, me neither.
That was not something I did not predict.
Right.
That was something that
I don't think we did either.
I mean, a jobless recovery is kind of a unique thing.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get one.
It's new. It's kind of new to the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you think about it. Okay, Joan, home prices are, you say, have got a little further to fall, but they do seem to be flattening out a little bit.
Yes.
I heard that Las Vegas, which is ground zero for the real estate bubble, is actually kind of flattening out a little bit. So that's
really
good.
Well, that would be important.
That's good news.
Yeah.
You say that ample supplies of oil are going to keep the prices down, Joan, but they're going up.
That's true.
So I'm not sure I agree with that little point there, Joan.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I'm concerned. I think that oil prices, I think we're going to be paying more at the end of the year than we are now. I hate to say that,
yeah.
But so what else, Joan? Oh, venture capitalists. You guys point out about venture capital, and they're making a comeback, but that's still not going to help Main Street startups.
We say startups will still have a hard time getting noticed because investors, of course, it makes sense, are playing it safe. So they're looking more to later stage companies that have already developed their business models.
And they're already there. If they've come through the tough time of this recession, that means that they've got something going on that makes them worthy. And so, yeah, why would I roll the dice with somebody who's just has an idea as opposed to somebody who actually might have customers?
Exactly.
And there are a lot of them out there, and so those companies have already paid for the hardening of their metal, and the venture capitalists can come in now and cash in on that.
Right.
But Main Street, here's the thing that's so important, Joan. Main Street startups have never been an opportunity for venture capitalists. Maybe some angel capital. But not venture capital.
I could see angel money going to them.
Angel money does. It does. But even that, Joan, is a very tiny, minute, almost infinitesimal.
And also hard to
percentage.
Find.
Percentage. It's hard. It's easier to find, though, because angels are starting to gaggle together.
Yeah, it used to be. There's more of a national network, and
that's
right. The FDA helps out with that.
And communities are doing that, too.
Right.
Communities are aggregating angels. But even all that, the investor capital into startup Main Street small businesses is still a tiny, tiny fraction of a percentage. You got it, folks. You just got to bootstrap it yourself. If you really want that bad, you got to do it yourself. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joan Pride is with us. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and their website is kiplinger.com. This is her 11th anniversary show of being an outstanding, steadfast supporter of all the things that you do, small business owners, by her continued appearances here every week. And Joan, again, for that, all that, we thank you. Joan, before we go any further, I want you to tell us about some of the new stuff that's going on with Cobra.
Okay. I'll try to make this quick. As everybody probably knows, the Cobra Law, which is allows people to keep their health insurance if they pay for it after leaving an employer, was changed so that if you were involuntarily terminated, you would get a subsidy of 65% of the premium, which is a lot.
Wow.
Paid by the federal government, but it's funneled through the employer. So the employer has to, shell it out and then get reimbursed.
Yeah.
Now, that was all supposed to start winding down because only people laid off as of the end of last year were entitled, but now they've extended that 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you're laid off through February 28th, you get it. But there's also another kicker. You're only supposed to get it for 9 months. Well, they've changed that to 15 months.
Wow.
So anybody who's already gotten their 9 months, they now get another six.
And so if... I'm sorry, go ahead.
The thing that employers need to know right now is that there's notification requirements for these different groups that I've talked about. So if you have laid off people or you're about to, you need to know about these notification requirements. You have.
What
to
if you know that they've gotten another job? You don't have to worry about that, right?
Well, they if they no longer are eligible for COBRA because they've gotten another job, they need to tell you that.
Oh, okay.
So you would know that.
See, it just gets complicateder and complicateder, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
it's just all the things you got to know. You know how many small business owners' eyes glazed over while you were telling that story, Joan? You did a great job. You told
Thank
the
you.
Truth.
That may be, but just I'm just getting
yeah,
the
but
idea
I'm,
out there that they need to figure this out.
Who do we call? How do we find out about these things? This is something, folks. This is one good reason why a lot of people, Joan, are letting people out. We talked about contracting earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Why a lot of people are outsourcing this kind of activity.
Right, because when you let a contractor go, there's no COBRA.
Right. Well, but I'm saying they're contracting their employment regulation compliance.
Oh, I
see. They're hiring people to do that. They're getting, they're bringing in a company to do that for
That's
them.
Probably a good idea.
It's a good idea. If you got any employees at all, you know, more than a handful, you definitely need to do something like that. So, don't think. So basically, what we're talking about is there's a lot of new complications with regard to COBRA.
As usual, yes.
Which folks is the availability of health care after you lay somebody off. Joan, now, what if you didn't provide them with health care before they when they worked for you, you laid them off?
Then you're okay. That doesn't count.
If you never provide them with health care, they don't have access to COBRA?
Right.
Ah, very interesting.
Because they can't have what they didn't get in the first place.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Joan, let's move back and talk about the privacy thing. You and I talked about this way back. I talked about it. I've been talking about it for over 10 years now. And I said the next big war that citizens are going to have is going to be about privacy, because the internet and technology is creating opportunities to pierce the privacy veil, and the Constitution, the First Amendment, and all this other stuff.
And you've had 9/11 security concerns,
exactly.
Terrorism concerns,
the tidy-whitey bomber, you know, and all that
right.
kind of stuff. And so we've had all this stuff, and so now here we come. We've got this. We got full body scanners. Joan, are you going to let them scan your body?
I'd rather not.
Me too, but you want to be safe, don't you?
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So doesn't it come down, Joan, to where the terrorists don't actually have to blow anything up to terrorize us?
Oh, that's certainly... Well, the underwear bomber showed us that.
Yeah. Do you remember me, Joan? Do you remember me predicting the bra bomber?
Yes, you did. So you came very close.
Thank you for verifying that.
No, you did.
2 or 3 years ago, I predicted the bra bomber.
Right.
And I still think that's out there in the offing.
It's possible.
Somewhere. So what are we going to do then, Joan?
I don't want to think about that.
You don't want to think about it, right? I know, me either.
Burn our bras, I guess.
I guess so.
Again.
But that's a big deal right now.
Yeah.
So folks, what we talked about all those years ago, Joan, was folks, each one of us have to take stock of what we're willing to give up in order to be safe.
Right.
Each one of us have to do that, don't we?
Yeah, that's true.
Because it affects every one of us. Hey, Joan, thanks for being here. Good job.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Well done. Thanks for 11 great years.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Let's do 11 more. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right. Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.